Where are we going from, Pete?
Well, I imagine where it says the Tom Grennan intro, which we have 5 minutes to do. So let's crack on, shall we? Why can you not do this yet?
Bullet pointed, so I just read what's bullet
pointed.
You
actually put on your Instagram bio, presenter. That's the worst thing you could do, because you couldn't present fucking shit.
Well, here we go. Yeah, good. Ready? Look at this. Ready? Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and Peter James Weeks. Do you like the way I went? Weeks.
Not really, no. Oh, right. I didn't. I actually don't think that was a very good intro.
Why?
If I heard that, then I wouldn't tune in.
All right, you do it then.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks.
Each recap on your week.
No, you're reading the fucking hell. Samuel, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Pete. I'm loving your cravat.
Thank you. It's sort of like a neck. It's a bit chilly now.
Yeah, yeah. Your neckerchief.
Shall I take it off?
No, keep it on.
I think it's a bit much,
keep it. Is it silky?
It's silky, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How does it feel against the skin?
You won't find out.
Very stylish.
So, we are now a couple of weeks into the podcast.
Yeah, and what are we?
We've done all right.
We're podcast legends! We're podcast legends!
A little bit too much.
No, we're heroes. Right. We're heroes of the pod. We're famous. We are worldwide famous, like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I don't think... We are above Joe Rogan.
We are above Joe Rogan!
Go fuck yourself, Rogan.
Yeah, you prick. That was aggressive.
That was a little bit too far.
Yeah.
However, I have got a little bit of a bone to pick with you.
Why me?
Because we've been asking people to rate and review.
Yeah, we have loads.
We have an awful lot, yeah. Please keep doing that. Yeah. However, you wrote a review for your own show.
Yeah, that's because that was at the point. How do you know it was me?
Because you told me. I've just wrote a review for the show.
Yeah, but can I just tell you why, though? It's because at that point, no one else had written a review.
Right, so you were the first one. And what did you write?
It's really hard to leave a review. You've got to like, write a name and a username. And I think I was called Steve. What's my name?
You just called yourself Steve.
Well, I'll tell you what my name was.
Well, I'm going to go through some of the other reviews that we've had.
Okay.
Because I quite enjoyed reading them. The majority were great. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. We really, really, really appreciate it. I can't
tell
you.
Lots of laughing out loud and all that shit.
Yeah, had some lols, some you only live once, YOLOs.
Didn't have any YOLOs. But my favourite one is the one-star review we got. The title of that is...
We got one star?
Yes, and the title is Just No. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. Basically, Pete just ripping into Sam with beers so Pete can cope with Sam. Not really a podcast, is it? One of my favourites.
Got to rate that.
Next one.
Well, how many are there?
This is the next one-star review we've got.
What? Right. What?
Is There Any Need for Sam is the title.
Really?
Pete brilliantly called out the sun, turned off when Sam started talking, which is right at the beginning. He aggravates me.
Oh, no. Well, I haven't read any of these. Where are these?
Oh, don't worry. I've got them highlighted here. There's another great one. Love Pete. Shame you can't see more of him. It's just a shame that Sam's with him. That's a good one. I think Ant and Dec are safe. That's another great one.
Well, no, they're not. We're coming for them.
However, we have done two episodes now, just the two of us.
Yeah.
We needed a guest. Now, we have had a guest.
It's taken a while, and he's a personal friend, so he's kind of doing us a favour. And it was brilliant.
Well, our guest this week is Tom Grennan, and we love Tom Grennan. I know Tom, you know Tom, you've interviewed him before.
Yeah.
He's a fabulous artist, very, very relevant at the minute.
He's got a great husky hue behind his voice.
He does. We actually saw him perform at the Pride of Britain.
We did, and we both saw it. It's a story.
And we both begged it, but I was so proud of you, brother.
Didn't reply to mine.
Well, he replied to mine days later. So this is actually the second time we're recording the intro for this because Sam and I have different agents and they listened to the episode with Tom Grennan and basically said, well, it was fucking dog shit.
Yeah, they said we categorically can't allow you to put that out there.
Now, I'm going to take some blame and I think Sam, you also need to take some blame.
No, you just swore.
I swore repeatedly because that day you were very annoying. Now... The reason Sam were annoying, you will probably hear in the podcast we put out, there was a point where he farted at Tom Grennan. There was a point where he just...
I didn't point my ass
every,
at Tom Grennan.
Every time Tom tried to tell a story, Sam just butted in and told his own story. And all I did was just swear. So I spent the entire time just swearing.
Well, you were pissed as well.
I was drunk. So, in fact, we're going to give you a little clip of the original version that we can't show. So listen to this for a minute.
Yeah. We don't give a f***.
Neither do I.
We want to know about all this.
Yeah.
So before you made it, the sort of you used to have.
Give us the chaff. So, we want the chaff.
Mate, you can do what you want here. Yeah. He's constantly playing with his.
How long do we give them to listen?
Well, they're just, we don't need to give them the space because they'll just cut it in, won't they?
Oh, okay, fine. So not like counting in.
So, yeah, so that's why we can't use that, because that was fucking dreadful. However, we've managed to pick out some of the bits where Sam isn't talking and I'm not swearing.
Yeah.
So, everybody, Tom Grennan.
I know, can't wait. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
That's me saying Tom Grennan, everybody, then he's going to come in. This is an intro. Not, fuck me. Obviously, we're recording this intro separately, so Tom's not actually here. Sam hasn't quite worked that one out. So that will now cut into Tom being there, all right?
I'm loving this podcast game.
Jesus, fuck me. You're the one that's supposed to know about
it. I can't wait to go home and just tell Zara all about these things.
So, Tom, thank you for joining us on Staying Relevant.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, bro.
Why have you got to do it like that?
I don't know, just because I'm just starting it off.
Yeah, but you've just done it like we've just brought someone in, like you're at school and you've got everyone's got to say hello.
I like what we're doing, though. We're all going, like, we're all putting our arms
around.
Well,
no, we were, and then you've done it.
I feel left out.
You two's relationship is, like, the best, I'm not going to lie.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, he loves me, I hate him.
But we're here to talk about you, Tom.
Oh, yes, love it.
This isn't about us. It. Our podcast, called Staying Relevant, because we're not that relevant. So we thought what we would do is do a podcast about all the things that we've done over the years to try and stay relevant.
Right.
Now, the difference with us and you is that you are talented and actually have got something worth being relevant for.
Mm.
And you are very relevant, especially at the minute.
I'll take
so
that.
We need to learn from you.
And we're not getting any younger.
Neither of us can sing. We don't have any talent. Sam can't even dress himself.
We have tried to make it to the very top. We want to be Ant and Dec.
Yeah,
right? Sam wants to
I'd
be
say you're nearly there.
No, we're more
yes,
like,
Tom, come on!
Yeah, that's very polite of you, but we're more like Dick and fucking Dom.
Nothing wrong with
Nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with Dick and Dom. I always wanted to go in the bungalow, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, see, that's just, me and you are very similar.
I don't know about that.
Can I ask you a question?
Just that is the whole idea of the podcast.
Basically, what was it like doing Soccer Aid? No, I know you don't
He's
care
got
about
the
football.
Most amazing career.
I know.
He's gone in with Soccer Aid.
But it's so fun.
It's unreal. And, like, for me, I was a footballer back in the day. We're, like, trying to be a footballer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, I need to make sure that I impress my heroes. You know what I mean? I'm playing with likes of, like, Rooney, Paul Scholes, Roberto Carlos.
Do you do a free kick?
Yeah. I speak to Roberto.
No,
Roberto,
you
like,
don't,
I know.
Robbie.
I do, he's invited me out to the World Cup.
Me and Rob, we're like
that. Robbie always rings me.
He invited you to the World Cup?
Roberto Carlos did, yeah.
You did Soccer Aid with Roberto Carlos, and he's now your pal who you're going to the World Cup with.
Yeah.
Sam once met Mason Mount and now continually harasses him on Instagram to play...
Five as I.
No.
Call of Duty.
Yeah,
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
He doesn't reply.
Does he get invited? I bet he does.
He doesn't reply.
No. Tom, we've had one game together, right? And it was the best game of my life.
Was he good?
He's unreal, mate.
Was he? Yeah.
Yeah, he rolls the car, the sniper, and the Mac-10. I don't know if he does it anymore because we don't.
Are you a gamer? Are you a gamer?
Do I look like a gamer?
Do I?
Yeah,
are you a gamer?
No.
Yeah, you are.
I tried to play. Remember we played and I was like, I can't do this, man. I played one game of COD and I was like, nah, this ain't for me, man.
Well, I think Mason Mount said that as well because I slide to DMs all the time.
Let me get this right. So sorry. Tom Grennan and Mason Mount played one game with you and now they both decided they don't want to play anymore.
They can't hack it. I basically got an email from Soccer Aid.
What to play?
No, they wanted a donation.
Shut up. So I got email and I went up to Zara and went, Zara, Soccer Aid have just emailed me. She went, no way. I was like, yeah, they want me to play. I opened the thing and they wanted to know if I wanted to attend, as in like go and watch.
Did you go?
No.
Nah, you should have.
I was supposed to work on Soccer Aid, the one that's just been.
Pete was going to do the phones.
I was. That's what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to do the donations.
He was going to be on the phone. Hello, cool, you're listening. This is ITV. How much do you want to give? Hi. Hello, I'm Pete Weeks.
I don't talk like that. I don't know why you do that. So listen, your career has gone nuts basically over the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been
like a major rise just to the fucking top, really.
To the stars.
Well, I don't know about the top yet, but I'll be there soon.
You're already pretty much there, mate, let's be honest with you, to be fair. I remember interviewing you like a few years ago now.
You didn't even know who I was.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Do you know why? Because you did that song with Bugsy Malone, mate.
Oh, I
Years
that.
Ago.
Yeah.
And I was literally like, and I absolutely loved it. And I was going through a breakup at the time. This is deep. I was going through a breakup at the time.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to your song on repeat.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That makes you sound weird, but mate, it was great.
I do remember that interview, though. Yeah, I do.
It was class.
Wasn't it through lockdown?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah.
Did we do one through lockdown as well?
We did one, yeah.
Basically, when you had nothing else to do.
And you got me now again, so.
Yeah, we do.
Most podcasts and that will talk about all your success and how amazing things are. Obviously, now you're doing like sell-out tours and all that sort of stuff, but pre that, what is the worst gig you've ever done?
The worst gig I've ever done?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's been a few, man. I've had some pretty terrible ones. Obviously, like the beginning of, like when I started doing music, like no one was really turning up. I was doing like little pubs and clubs around London. But if I'm going to be honest, like I love doing that. There wasn't any like, I don't have any ego now. But obviously when you do a few shows, you're expecting people to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatnot. And then I went to America, and I know it's America, and like I was expecting no one to be there, to be honest with you. But the night before we did Chicago, and it was like bouncing. I was like, oh my God, like this is
I'm
sick.
A star.
Yeah, I was like, this is sick. I'm in America, and it's amazing. Anyway, we go to Detroit. I wanted to get to Detroit anyway because I'm a massive Eminem fan.
Yeah,
8 Mile. Like,
yeah, Mom Spaghetti. He's nervous.
He's now got like a restaurant called Mom Spaghetti.
No,
and we went, and it was awful.
Sorry to interrupt. Can you just do a little bit more of that?
Yeah.
He keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over now. Snap back to reality. Oh, the ghost gravity. Oh, he's so mad when he won't get up that easy.
I'll give him that.
Come on.
That's pretty good.
I'm cool now.
That was like listening to your butler fucking sing your fucking
butler.
Song. That was like listening to Jeeves give it a go.
Anyway, get to Detroit and like, we're ready. We're, like, obviously, you're in the dressing room and we walked out and there was literally one person in like a club, in like this club, which was like meant to hold about 500 people.
Like the barriers
people.
And all that sort of thing.
Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like they were expecting people and so was I. And there was this one girl just like this and she didn't know any song.
Oh no.
So she just saw something was on
so
the
she
night.
Just came in.
So she just came in. It was like one of those gigs where I was like, I'm either going to be really upset about this and just go home in a mood, or I'm going to go out there and give it like there was 5,000 people there. And I gave that girl the night
show.
Of her life.
The best show she's ever had.
Yeah.
But presumably like, you didn't do any crowd surfing.
No crowd surfing. No, she held me up with one hand.
You've crowd surfed, Pete.
Yeah, I have. Let's not talk about
it. No, we think we should.
No.
Yeah, let's do it.
No.
Pete went crowd surfing, thought it was going to be really cool, right, in the club. So Pete's there. He goes, oh, this is amazing. I'll jump into the crowd. So he goes, I'm a rock star, jumps in, and he's face down and proceeds to get punched in the dick.
Shut up.
Really? Punching him in the dick.
Mate, do you know what's worse, right? It was in Wales in a car park for the Young Farmers Festival.
Fuck off.
So I thought, yeah, fucking, they're having it. It's fucking they're good. I'm going straight in. Gone straight in and literally, I swear to God, all that happened was just a load of farmers going, punching me in the dick. Honestly. And it's one of them where you get back and you think, oh, I won't do that again.
No. I did a PA with Pete and it was a dance competition. He brought security with him. He brought a 6 foot fucking security guard with him who ended up sleeping on the couch because there was no need for him to be there. Pete rocked
you
up.
Lost
the...
lives
Listen,
and jokes.
I just want to point out, it wasn't just a dance competition. It was an under 16s dance competition at Butlins. Because I'll be honest with you, we did a PA once.
Yeah.
Very, you know, similar sort of thing. You know, you go on a stage, you know, you expect people to be screaming for you.
Yeah.
They just asked us where the fuck someone else was.
Yeah.
Because we were basically a backup for...
Well, don't be embarrassed. Tell them who it was.
I can't remember. Tommy Fury.
Tommy Fury.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were backups.
Tommy Fury. You were backup for Tommy Fury.
Well, a little bit of context here. So basically we got a very late call up to to what they call a PA, right? Which is like a public appearance.
Yeah.
And
he knows what a PA does. He turns them down all the time.
And basically, we got the phone call and it was like last minute, do you want to come tomorrow to, I think it was like Dundee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So in Scotland.
Or like a club.
Yeah, like a nightclub. Yeah, you turn up and you like take photos of people and we were like,
just
yeah.
Just want to point out, it's one of them sort of clubs where your feet stick to the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like them ones that you go to when you're about 14, 15, when you're younger, you used to think, fuck me, I've got myself in jumping jacks. Hang on.
So basically, we got invited to that, right?
You know as well.
What's jumping jacks?
You didn't have that. You were busy at the country club, you prick.
We did actually. I went a few times to the jumping jacks.
No, you didn't.
Spoons?
Shout out.
Like Toby Carvery.
Trying to think of all the other places I've been.
So we get booked to this. So they say last minute, you want to fly to Dundee. We shared his fee between the two of us.
We didn't know this at the time, though.
No, we didn't know this at the time. So we shared the fee. And then we got on stage and they started shouting, "Where the fuck is Tommy?" But the worst part of that, we managed to get through that. I mean, they had, because it was, what's the show?
Love Island.
Love Island. So they had all fucking inflatable flamingos flying about and all this sort of stuff, which was embarrassing enough because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So I just sat in the corner and got pissed, basically. Sam, then we had to fly back. Sam got, he says, food poisoning.
I did get food poisoning.
So, but it wasn't food poisoning. It was. Basically, he'd had a few too many fucking lager shandies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then on the plane on the way home, he got the shit. And then at the airport, he had to drive himself back because his car was there from the airport. And because he had shit himself, he had to pull over and wipe himself with a leaf in a car park.
Was food poisoning. We had oysters at the airport.
I only just tried an oyster for the first time.
They're nice, aren't they?
Oh, mate,
got to be careful, though. Got to be careful.
I've heard.
You lot love a PA.
You know,
Pete does.
I didn't think they were a thing anymore.
Mate, Tom, they're not.
They are for Pete. You're never too old.
I was in Warrington on Saturday. Had a blinder.
When me and Pete go on PA. Sorry. Imagine, Tom, imagine this, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing a PA. It makes it sound like this is the pinnacle of our career.
Yeah, PA.
So basically, we're at this nightclub, right? And this is a few years ago. And I just want people to have a good time. Yeah. And someone comes up to Pete and goes, "Oh, my wife thinks you're really fit." Right, and what you'd normally do there is you'd probably just be like, "Oh, that's really sweet of you." Pete goes, "Where is she then?" He goes, "Where is she then? I'll take her down for you." And you're literally like, "Mate,
I didn't say I'll take her down. I'm not lying.
You've ruined the whole night. No. Everyone now thinks we're dicks, and I have to apologise."
No.
You react so badly to me.
Listen, so the geezer actually come up and went, "Listen, I think you're a bit of a wanker, but my wife really likes her."
Oh, well, he shouldn't have said that. So,
yeah, exactly. Well, don't need to start with that bit.
No.
So I said, "Oh, you got a picture of your wife?" And he went, "Yeah." I said, "You should have brought her down here, a fucker, in front of you."
That is absolutely abhorrent.
Don't call me a wanker.
Straight up. You are a lot, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you can't say that straight up. Well, no. Well, this is another one that we fucking did. God, this is really bad. We were somewhere, and then I had a hat on, and some geezer comes, "Oi, all right, yeah, let me sit your hat on." I went, "No, you fucking can't." Then they said to Sam, "Oi, we're going to pick you up." And Sam went, yeah, okay, then.
Well, no.
Literally, they picked him up, like cradled him like this. Like have a salmon. Picture. And I went, "Put him the fuck down." I said, "Why are you letting people pick you up like that? You don't know."
Because I want people to have a good time, Tom. So let me add a little bit more context to that. Oh, the guy goes, "Pete, let me nick your hat for this photo." He went, "I'll punch you in the throat." bear in mind that we're there to appease them, right? Pete goes, "I'll punch you in the throat." He goes, "All right, mate."
The way he said.
He goes, "All right, mate, well, don't get too angry. We'll just pick your mate up." So I let them pick me up like a salmon. And then we took a photo.
Anyway, the way Sam and I work together, obviously we do quite a lot of work together. Sam is kind of the fluffy, nice one. So then I called the agent and said, "What the fuck is this?" And then lost the plot. And I'm pretty sure Sam then texted Sam, just very grateful. So you say you used to like play around clubs and that in London, we're talking like working man's clubs type gas.
Yeah, we're talking
that's
like
a strip club, isn't it?
Yeah,
no, that's a gentleman's club.
Same thing.
Working men's clubs are always really well known for being quite a fucking hostile environment.
Yeah, it's a hard crowd, yeah.
So heckling.
Yeah.
Have you been heckled?
A few lads doing this to me, like putting their middle fingers up and doing that.
Is that it?
Yeah, no, but
Sam gets that when he wants
that
shot.
Yeah, mate, dude, that's not. I get catcalled from lorries.
Really?
Being like, "Oh, it's that funny dickhead from Made in Chelsea."
For my own entertainment, I give it back, and then they start like,
scrapping.
Go on then, what are you going to do? And I'm like, "What are you going
to
do?"
Yeah, you've paid to be here, mate.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, but I've not really had hecklers, man, nah.
Really?
Nah.
I once had a heckler at a PA where it was, everyone was booing. This is when I was on Made in Chelsea years and years ago. And it was a few of the Made in Chelsea people, and they started going, "Boo!" And I just blamed it on one. I went, "Stop booing Jamie!" Thinking it wasn't me. It was me.
So when you, I got bored listening to that story. Switched off. Obviously, this podcast is called Staying Relevant. What does the phrase "staying relevant" mean to you?
I think
so. In the music industry, it's similar because it moves so quick.
It moves so quick. There's another social media platform. There's another fucking TikTok.
Are you on TikTok? Yeah.
Are you on TikTok?
Start doing that?
I am, yeah. But if I'm going to be honest, like, it's only recently where I've started to do it more because you kind of have to. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But there was a moment where I was just like, if this is what music is,
I'm out.
Yeah.
And I'll work down the M1 digging holes.
And then you realise it's that one fan in Detroit that you'd let down.
Exactly.
You thought, listen, exactly. I'm doing this for her.
Yeah, exactly. But what is relevant right now? Fuck knows. Is it a dance on TikTok? Is it?
Yes, it is, Tom.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it is. And this is a sad thing about the music industry. And you've got a voice of an angel, my friend. But for other people who don't, I see a lot of people who can't sing become very famous as a singer.
Yeah.
How does that work? Like, how do they do it? I'm asking for a friend, / we might have to give it a go.
We are thinking about it.
Yeah, I think you should do it.
But why does that happen? How do they do it? Is it social media?
Social media. I think social media, has become this thing, what I think is, it's a dangerous world, isn't it?
Especially for a singer, though, as well. Like, because you just, would just lie.
Do you know what it is?
It's a personality, and then the music comes second.
Definitely. I think the music comes third.
Really?
Yeah, man. I think music is 40% of it.
Oh, that's so sad.
Maybe,
isn't it?
Maybe less.
Yeah.
It's so
clothes,
like,
man. I don't know.
A good PR or something. Like.
Yeah. Do you know who I honestly think
Tom has brought his PR with him.
I think the guy who has absolutely killed it in the music game, who still has mystery about him, but is massive on TikTok and everybody.
Conor Maynard.
No.
Who's Capaldi?
No. It's Central C.
Yeah, he's nailed it. You don't even know that is, do you?
No, exactly.
I haven't got a clue.
Mate, you know that...
How can I be homophobic? My beep is gay.
Yeah.
Wait, I did
my
the wrong...
My bitch is gay.
Yeah, my bitch is gay, but I didn't want to swear.
We've spawned all over.
Yeah, we have.
He's just undercover, but...
Yeah. But a lot of those drill artists are, though, aren't they?
No, not really.
Do you not...
Sorry.
No, I like my drill. I really wanted Tom just to go, they are. He looked at me and went,
what the hell?
No,
that's a prime
not.
Example of trying to stay relevant. Listen, I'm with a credible, cool musician, you know, these drill artists. That's what they're like, isn't it? So in terms of, reality...
I love the way we're bringing it back to the professional bit.
you didn't just lose Tom and me in that. You lost our entire audience. Reality TV is obviously where we come from. And it seems like a lot of people now do, what's the show, X Factor and all that sort of stuff, like all the kind of reality over the last 10 years, all the reality shows that have been music-based, Voice and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
And would you have ever done that?
Would you have ever done the X Factor?
When I was younger, I probably would have, Do they even exist now?
Well, it's coming back. It's coming back on Channel 5,
What, X Factor?
Yeah. I did Big Brother on Channel 5. I was on the Diet Embers of Big Brother. Well,
that's coming back and all.
Yeah, that's coming back on ITV.
Really?
I actually know... how you started as well, because I remember from our last chat, you didn't start singing till late, did you?
No,
you did karaoke in a bar and your mate said you were good.
Yeah, was that 17, 18?
That was one of the things that I was going to say. Because I remember that from Aaron. Well.
Yeah, it definitely didn't sound the way that I sound now, but I'm thankful for my friends that they heard it, because if they didn't hear it, then I wasn't ever that guy to be singing, do you know what I mean? I wasn't that kind of like, let's have a song.
Did you sing in the shower?
Nah. Never,
not in the shower?
Nah.
What was it that made Bugsy Malone want to work with you? Because how did he even find out about you?
We did Jules Holland together and he was like, oi, I'd love to do a song with you.
Wow.
And I was a massive Bugsy fan anyway. I'll tell you a story though. When I shot the video for it, I had to drive these cars, and he had his car with him. And we're moving on to another location. And he's like, oh, you're going to have to drive this car to the other location. I went, fucking hell, mate. The car's got two seats in it, rattles, everything. Rum, rum, rum.
We did Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, yeah.
Recently.
Great show.
And we
had... Sick show.
So they asked me, they said, because I like cars and bikes and stuff like that. So they said, oh, you know, what's your kind of dream classic car? We want to get this for you.
What?
So...
What, they buy you it?
No, you just get to it, they rent it.
I don't work in money. People buy me cars instead. So they rent this vintage 356 Speedster Porsche.
Oh, sick.
Which is like a fucking dream car for me. And then they get me and Sam, they get me driving it, and me and Sam to drive around these country roads to do the Antiques Roadshow. And I broke it within 35
minutes. Yes, he did.
How'd you do that?
I snapped the accelerator pedal off of it. And
BBC show as well. We've never been given an opportunity on the BBC
before. We've got the BBC taking a chance on us. Give me this fucking car. Lovely. Don't worry. Snap the accelerator pedal.
How much did that cost them?
I don't know. I didn't ask. And that was a bad day. That.
That was a very bad day.
Oh, mate. Talk about cars. I had my car for 6 days.
What happened?
I wrote it off.
Why? How?
So I've got quite a tall car.
Is this recently?
Yeah, recently, yeah.
Got a tall car?
Yeah.
It German?
It is German. So German.
Why?
What car have you got, Tom?
I've got a G-Wagon.
Oh, you absolute legend. Thanks, though.
Yeah, basically what happened was, I had it for 6 days and I thought, oh, I need a piss badly. And my missus, yeah, was like, do you want to go watch the ballet? And I was like,
who wants to go and watch the ballet?
Exactly. Yeah. But I was like, yeah, sound, we'll go watch the ballet. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You said yes.
Yeah. So she was like, meet me in London. And I was like, all right, sweet. So get into London, West End, and I'm like bowling around this big G-Wagon thinking I'm the absolute boss.
I
need a piss badly. So I'm like, boom, put in where to park the car. And anyway, this parking comes up and I see that it's an underground car park. And I'm like, fucking hell, that's a bit tight, that. But I'm going to give it a go because I need a piss. And anyway, come down and I'm like, just skimming the max.
Is it one of them where you drive really slowly under the fucking thing? Yeah, and you're thinking, I need a piss. And you think, fuck it, I'm going for it.
Yeah, went for it. And it's got a sunroof, so I can kind of see. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And anyway, then this piping comes. And I'm like, shit. Now I've got a fucking loads of cars stacking up behind
me. No, you can only go forward.
So I can't go back. I can't bottle it. And I'm like, oh, shit, my car. But not only that, I'm in a white suit, yeah? And I see this fucking roof starting to rip open.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm getting... the roof is coming off, basically. And I'm like, my brand new car. And it was... darkness. And I'm like, yes. Cold. And I've opened up the pipes, and it was the piping of this hotel.
Sewer water.
No.
Sewer water.
No!
Yes,
mate.
Oh!
I'm in a white suit, fuming. I was like, well, look, what am I going to do? There's some guy behind me, he's like, fucking hell, mate, you need to park up your car quickly because I'm in a rush. I'm like,
no!
I was like, please don't say that to me right now because I'm gonna rip your roof off in a minute.
Do you know what? When you have like stories like that, because you're now well known, like everyone,
you're
knows,
famous, Tom.
Yeah,
no,
basically, you're famous.
So when things like that happen,
yeah,
right? Do you then think to yourself, fuck, it's even more embarrassing because if people know that I'm, so you would have had to call someone from the hotel, the AA and all that. Do they not come up and go?
Didn't even call anyone.
Oh, you bet you drove back.
I drove, but I got picked up by my missus. She was like, I knew you didn't want to go to the fucking I went, what?
Oh, my God.
Did you fart? You're lying.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
What do you mean, did we hear that?
I thought it was a quiet one. I got my headphones on. I'm so sorry, Tom.
You've just dropped your fucking guts. All over the fucking... This is a close
room. We're all boys.
Sorry.
Love it.
I thought it was going to be quick. I'm so sorry. Carry on. Sorry. I was laughing. Because I was laughing at your gag.
Don't blame him for the fact that you can't control your fucking arsehole.
I love the way your missus just went.
Don't change the subject. You just shit on the fucking sofa when we've got a fucking guest in.
I'm sorry. I don't
mean
to.
Mate, honestly, don't worry.
And I'll be honest with you, that was a wet one.
It was. Well, I just felt good. Yeah. Anyway.
On that then, listen, G-Wagon, fucking lovely car.
White suit.
I don't come from money. Don't come from money.
No.
Sam's here.
Pete was born in GV.
Sam tells everyone that was born in GV.
Pete came out of the womb in an orange jumpsuit. And a shank.
Yeah. But,
and a shank.
Yeah, this is what he tells people. My mum couldn't hold me because she's handcuffed. Obviously doing like well for yourself. Now, what was the first thing when you really started making money from music?
Or was the first thing you bought?
You can finish off.
Yeah. What's the first thing you bought?
What was the thing that you thought to yourself, listen, I'm fucking doing well. This is my career. This is my dream career. I'm doing fucking well now. This is what I want to buy.
Yeah. I think it was probably my first car, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that the G-Wag?
No.
That's free, isn't it?
What was the first car?
Yeah, a Range Rover.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, it got stolen. Basically, I got a call going, oh, are you driving the car? And I was like, no.
They're
like, can you just see if the car's there? And I've looked out the window. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's there. No problem. Get back into bed, go to sleep. And then I wake up, obviously, and I run downstairs in the morning to go out, and the car's not there. So I'm like, fucking hell, it's been stolen. I'm fuming, obviously. And I ring him back. I'm like, the car's gone.
Wait, Tom, I've got to roll you back a little bit, mate.
Yeah.
So when you looked out the window, was the car there or not?
Well, I thought it was.
You didn't look.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah,
so basically, they tried to help you and tell you that your car will be nicked.
I was in bed watching a film. I was watching a film and I was like, well into it.
Wow.
But anyway, the tracker, they were like, oh, we can see the car is parked up. So they've gone to where it's parked up and it wasn't there. They've taken one of the trackers out. But I had two in, and they were like, oh, we can go into the other track and see where it is. And they pulled it up, and they were like, oh, it's in the Atlantic. They literally...
So they drove it into the sea?
They drove it onto a...
Onto a boat.
Onto a boat.
Onto a boat, haven't they?
And, They've taken it to wherever it's gone.
Sorry, your instant thing was that they just stolen it and just drove it up a pier.
But now, but the thing is, I had a pizza in the back of it, yeah, and I was fuming because I was like, I could picture this fucking greasy geezer, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Fucking,
oh, what a touch. Oh, lunch as well.
Touch, yeah.
What a touch.
Exactly. Yeah, in the pizza.
Fucking two for the price of one.
No! Yeah.
Funny you say that. 6 weeks ago, straight off my fucking drive.
Yeah, man.
And you never got it back.
Brand new Range Rover, straight off the fucking drive.
Yeah.
And actually, just to add insult to injury, they just took the tracker out and left it on the drive.
Oh, no. Wow. Where's yours, do you reckon, Pete?
Well, I don't. So when mine happened, and so what happened was I'd been in London for 2 days and the car was parked. And weirdly enough, so I've got like a fucking garage.
Yeah.
Well, I have the bikes in the garage. And so I never put the car in the garage. And so I'd had this Range Rover about, I don't know, 4 weeks or whatever. Mm. Brand new Range Rover, like all that sort of fucking whatever it is, had it 4 weeks, but never parked it in the garage because I had the bikes in there. I was in London for a couple of nights, and then I get back from London. I didn't get a fucking message or anything from Land Rover. Get back from London.
Did you buy the car? Did they give it to you?
No, I bought it.
You bought it, yeah.
So then I get back on a Sunday night about 9 o'clock, spent 2 nights in London. I look at my drive and I think, oh,
different about that.
It ain't different. Go inside and then I think, oh, I did park the car on the drive, surely. Maybe I've parked it just down the road. I actually went out for half an hour looking for my car just in case I'd parked it somewhere and couldn't remember.
Imagine if you still have.
Imagine.
Yeah, and actually, weirdly enough, I found it 3 days ago. Yeah. No,
that's amazing. So I don't have a car. I have a moped. I drive a Vespa.
Oh, we're mate, both... I want to get a moped.
Well, mate, we're both motorcycles.
Are you on a you're on a motorbike? No.
Yeah, we're on motorbikes.
Yeah, what motorbike you got?
Triumph.
I've got the Harleys and I've got a Triumph.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Sam and I actually, last time we came to this studio, it was a really lovely.
You got the motorbike now to outside?
No, because I'm having a beer.
Oh, yeah. Just to let you know, mate, you're looking at Pete. Look, I also own a motorbike.
Yeah, no, but you own
No,
mine's a motorbike.
Sam,
is it? Sick.
No, it's not. Sam's got a Vespa.
Like a Vespa, though. That's sick.
Yeah, if you look cool on it, and he looks like a Deliveroo driver on crack.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking you, genuinely, to the point where actually, last time we came here, and I had a Harley at the time, so I've come up on the Harley. Sam's pulled up on the scooter.
It's not a Harley like this, though, is it?
Yeah.
What, it's a high...
Yeah, yeah. He looks like an idiot. He looks like an absolute nut.
Well, not as idiotic as you looked when you went, look, you can lift this up and you can put the helmet in there. Loads of storage space.
It's got loads of storage space, actually. And I beat him in a race. So, what about that?
There you go.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude.
Should we explain that? I had to slow down because you couldn't get above 45 mile an hour on the fucking A road, you silly.
Terrifying,
cunt.
Tom. Don't go on the A road, mate.
I used to have a ped. When I was like 16, 17, I had a ped, but it was a Redo Matrix, right?
Right, okay.
And it was a ped, but it was too slow, so I put a 70cc box on it.
Oh.
Yeah, mate.
What's a box?
Then it flew.
So basically, it's like... So peds have got limiters and things where they can only go to a certain mile per hour.
So what's mine?
50.
Yours is shit.
You're other than shit. Give me a number.
Yours 50. Would be 50. Oh, I don't know. It might be 125, actually.
I'll take 125. Look at that.
So Sam and I then you know, we go around London. We had a few fucking bits to do.
So good getting around London.
Yeah, they're so nippy. It's like Tetris.
Yeah, that's specifically why. However, watching Sam drive and ride his scooter... he shakes like a shitting dog.
It's scary.
Because
it
literally, it's like this. It looks like, basically, it's like ping pong, right? He just bounces off the cars as he goes between them, just side to side off each car.
Mate, it's because it was one of my first ever, like, forays out there. But I'm way better now.
I'm getting
one. Dude, we should ride together.
Mate, yeah, I'm getting
we should ride together.
No.
But what have you got? 600, have you?
I've got a 1400, a 1200, and a 900.
Fair play.
You want to basically just get a fucking bike and then we'll go out.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah.
100.
And then we'll come into London.
I'll join.
Yeah,
we can meet you at...
We should get jackets. Oh my God, we should get jackets. With, like, heartbreakers written on the back. That'd be sick. In pink. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. You'd love that.
Would I? Anyway, you did obviously a song with Bugsy Malone. He's just, I'm not an actor or anything, but for me, if you're going to do anything, it would be to do something really credible.
Mm.
I'm obsessed. So my thing for me.
Guy Ritchie.
Mate, so Bugsy Malone did The Gentleman.
Yeah.
Right? Could you see yourself acting?
Yeah.
Would you definitely. Do it? Have you done it?
Yeah.
Is it something on the list?
Yeah, I went to uni and did it. I did physical theatre.
God, you're a talented bastard.
Yeah, I loved it, man.
God,
loved theatre. Wow.
So is that something that definitely. You would like to do? You'd like to do a film?
Definitely. I'm literally just asked about trying to get an agent.
No! Could we be in your entourage? Could we be in your entourage?
Mate, have you ever watched Entourage?
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my favourite series ever, mate. Let's go to LA together.
I'd love it.
Oh, this is embarrassing, actually. Another reality show. You might have even been asked to do it as well. It was like a few years ago now. And it was a reality show about sending sort of like Z-list celebs like ourselves to LA to try and get an acting job. So you're all in a house together. Yeah. And basically the aim of the game is to nail an acting job by the end of the thing. You've got acting coaches and you go and live in a house in LA. And
this was never a program.
It got canned. It never made this channel.
Right.
And so I had to go in and basically.
You know, it's bad when fucking reality shows getting canned. Yeah. That must be really shit.
I went in to do a screen test because I didn't even know that they wanted me at this point. So I had to go and do acting classes for 2 weeks before I went in and did the screen test.
Yeah.
And
you've never told me.
And this. I hired an acting coach from RADA. Right?
Did you?
To come in, and he sat with me in the basement, right? And he made me be a tree. And he basically goes, "You're a tree." I was like, "What? I don't understand what you're saying." He goes, "Be a tree." And I was like,
"Fucking hell, leave
you
it."
You definitely didn't get him from RADA. You got him from like Gumtree.
He was from RADA.
Gumtree.
Mate, he was a RADA specialised guy. And he went, "What tree are you?" And he went, "You've got to play." He went, "You've got to play. If you're not going to even do this, mate, you're never going to be an actor." So I tried really hard. So I went, "I'm a redwood." And he was like, "Oh, okay, that's really good." He was like, because he could see that I was actually trying. You have to have your eyes shut. And he was like, "Why are you a redwood?" And I was like, "Because I feel claustrophobic." And he was like, "Why do you feel claustrophobic?" I was like, "Because I'm in a forest." And I went, "I'm very tall, but I can't see." And he was like, This is brilliant.
To be fair.
And he was like,
"That is actually pretty good."
Yeah, and then he goes,
"Don't humour him. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's funny though, isn't it?
No, it's like legit. I think they actually do this stuff. And anyway, so I did my redwood stuff and then I had to be a policeman. Yeah. And he was like, I'll never forget it. So I had to run into the room, just me and him, in my basement. Yeah. I had to run in with a fake gun and go,
"Stop it."
I had to run and go, "Freeze! Get down!" But you have to do it in a really, you can't smile. It was really hard to do. Not smiling.
And you didn't know this guy.
No, not a clue. What? So I used to go in and be like, "Freeze! Get down!" But you've got to, like, show a little bit of jeopardy in your voice.
Down.
So did you have to do the policeman authoritative? Like,
yeah, that's
like,
the all right. Point.
Did you have to arrest him?
All right. So pretend me and Tom.
Well, yeah, tell him
right,
to get down, didn't
we've
I?
Just stolen Tom's G-Wagon.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
You, now, you've found us. Give us your best policeman.
Excuse you, lads. Do you mind if I have a word? Oh, we're panicking.
I'd be like...
Oh, shut up.
Sorry, listen. You found us. Yeah. We've stolen the car.
Oh, you stole... Oh, okay.
And one of us is armed. And you're going to go, "Sir, excuse me, lads."
Okay, ready? Nino, Nino, Nino. Nino, Nino. And then wait for it. So I've just
this pulled... isn't police academy, mate. Yeah,
I've taken your back down, right? I've taken your back wheels, right? Yeah. And I've got my car, my thing here. Freeze! Get out the car slowly with your hands above your head. Tom, I love your music. Pete, you're definitely under the influence. And I'm like, "Get out. This isn't your car."
I'll be like, "This is my car. How do you know?"
I'll be like, Don't talk back, bitch.
Ooh.
And then right. I'd plant cocaine on you. Right. I'd be a dirty cop. Yeah. I'd plant cocaine on you and take you down.
Yeah. If in doubt, plant cocaine.
Yeah. If in doubt.
Tom, I've got there's a lot of people standing up in the gallery right now, so I have one last question
in
for
the
you.
Gallery.
The next time you do a live show, can we please come?
Yeah, 100%.
Promise me.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Pinky, promise me right
Let
now.
Me look through my,
touch my finger. That sounded weird. Yes.
I'm sorry. I cannot finish a podcast with you begging someone to go to a show.
Why?
That is literally the whole point of this podcast is how pathetic we are. And you've literally just finished an entire interview by going, "Please take us somewhere."
Look.
Yeah, there we go. Get on the calendar.
Get on the calendar,
because this is the most. This is what you.
You'll do. Come. He'll come though.
This
He'll
is
come.
What you do with commissioners.
Yeah, but this is
why we don't get anything. What we've discovered from this today is that you are an enabler. You're enabling him to be a complete fucking helmet.
I think we had a great time.
Okay, you can't tell our guests that we've had a great time. Like, you're talking for him now.
I think we have.
We've had a good time. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Good time, not a great time.
A great time. Yeah.
Lowered that by a bar. Yeah. Okay.
Enabler got to you, didn't it? So listen, on that note, without doing a big song and dance, thank you so much. You're a fucking superstar.
I love you.
That was
in all
fun.
Seriousness, you do are fucking legends. I love watching your shit because it's good. So whoever's listening to this and who hasn't given these boys a TV programme, Hurry up and do it because it'll be big.
Oh, Tom, you're the nicest man I've ever heard in my life. Thank you.
Just cut that out for a sound clip.
Yeah, and we'd love it. We'd absolutely love it.
No, thank you so much, mate. And we wish you all the best for the rest of your career. You're going to smash it anyway, brother.
Also, Pete actually is a stand-up wiper.
And that'll do us.
Oh, actually.
For future reference.
Yeah.
By the way, Tom was great. Absolutely, could not have got a better first guest.
Yeah, he's an absolute legend.
Really funny guy. I feel like me and him will probably be, you know, actual mates.
And I'll be there too.
I think you're busy on a lot of times we're going to go out.
How do you know that?
However, I have got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, go on. Shock.
We had a great guest.
Yeah.
Great stories.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Wants to be an actor. Told us some really, you know, exclusive shit. Great fucking first guest. We want more people to come on because we haven't had any other guests and haven't got any other guests. So when we do get a guest, you farted. You laughed too hard and farted. Tried to cover it up to the point where the guest had to go, sorry, did you just fart? How the fuck are we going to attract any more guests if you're going to air shit all over this fucking studio? Like, what? How are we ever going to elevate and become better? And, you know, how our careers going to get any better?
I didn't know.
Do you see fucking Trevor McDonald doing that when he's interviewing people?
I don't know who that is.
How do you not know Trevor McDonald is, you fucking idiot?
I didn't know. It's not fair because I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't know?
Because we're wearing headphones, so I thought it was going to come out quietly.
But why do it anyway?
It was the fact that he clocked it and then mentioned it. It was like, mate, let me have it.
Why do it anyway?
Because I didn't think it was going to be loud. I thought I was going to get away with it.
Gonna be, you thought he was going to... So you just thought it would just stink in here and you go, oh, who's that then? Who farted?
Yeah.
Yeah, what, and blame the guest?
Yeah, blame you.
Yeah, you're a fucking prat.
I'm sorry. I know that's not great and I won't do that again.
No, it was absolutely horrendous. So for future reference, if we do manage to get any other guests who want to come in, you know, if anyone is listening to this and you know someone... who is borderline famous or interesting, ask them if they want to do the podcast because we're not having any much luck asking them ourselves.
Yeah, although I have slid into a couple of DMs.
Yes, you have. Oh. You should start asking them about the podcast though and stop sending your dick.
I've never. Yeah. I have never. I actually just asked a girl from Love Island.
What she thinks of your dick?
No.
And that's not a very nice way to talk about Zara.
No, I keep forgetting Zara was on Love Island, to be fair. Do you know what I think we're really good at? Just some positive feedback, because all we seem to get is negative right now from Pete, is I think we're incredibly good at lubricating. He, when he left, was happier than when he came in, I think.
I think him being here, I would hope Tom had a good time.
Yeah.
The problem is, it's not about making sure the guest has a good time, it's about making sure the listeners have a good time. And I'll be honest with you, the listeners are going to fucking hate it. So in terms of making sure Tom had a lovely day, smashed it. In terms of people listening to this podcast again, fucked it. But if you are willing to give us another shot on the next episode,
sounds like me begging a girlfriend back.
Then please subscribe and follow.
Leave a comment and review.
Only review and comment if they are nice about me. Doesn't matter so much if you are nasty about Sam.
Yeah, I just like you getting involved. To be honest, whatever you think.
Yeah, we all enjoy reading that. And follow us on socials at Staying Relevant Podcast.
Mm.
Sam Thompson's Instagram, which is at Sam Thompson UK. And mine, which is P_Wick01. See you all next time, and hopefully we will do better, we promise. Love you, bye.
Do you know what I saw for the first time today? A platypus.
What, like just in the street?
No,
what do you mean?
Discovery.
So you just were watching the TV and there was a platypus?
Yeah. Do you know what a platypus is?
Yes.
Go on, what is a platypus?
It is got like a duck-billed beaver.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Basically, yeah. Okay, great. Glad we cleared that up. Everyone switched off now. Bye.
Insanity Group.